You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're available online, digital, the whole shebang. I'm Allison Stewart, along with John Fugelsang. And, you know, our staff in the morning, we troll the internet, we look around to find the most viewed, most emailed, and most searched news stories on the web. It's the BPP's own People's Choice Awards, except you people choose them. It's called The Most. Okay, first up, we're going to bring in newscaster Rachel Martin, because we never let her rest, basically.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I like talking to you. So I'm going to tell you about a little story that is one of the most emailed on NewYorkTimes.com. It's about your skin and beauty and what we do to get it. And this is, you know, we're approaching New Year's. This is what we think about. So this whole thing is about myths associated with skincare. And they're debunking some of those, and the article tells us 8 things that we need to do if we really want good skin. You don't have to go to get some fancy Botox injection, spend a lot of money, buy fancy books. You just need to do really basic things. First, discard your old used beauty products. If you're like me, you keep that stuff around for years.
It's hard, though.
Sample sizes. You're like, someday I'll use this.
Exactly. Or you've just spent $9 jabillion on 1.3 ounces, and there's just a little bit left, and you're trying to scrape it out of the bottom.
I got this Kiehl's moisturizer 5 years ago. I got to make it last.
Ditch it. It's bad. It doesn't do you any good. You will do no more harm than good. Number 2, stop smoking. That's kind of obvious. Just do it. This is your year, people. Make it happen. Quit. Unhand those pimples. Stop popping your zits. I mean,
easier said
more?
Than done.
I don't want to get into my personal
That's
issues with that
say.
One. Get more sleep. Don't be stressed. Again, sometimes easier said than
good
done.
Good luck with that.
Wear sunscreen. This is a good one. Also, rethink products that cost more than $30, Allison.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, they're not all they're cracked up to be. Just don't buy into it. They sell you these little, they're in these beautiful little jars, and they're like, this is the key.
This is
to skin salvation.
Seaweed
and we believe
the
them. Don't
row
believe.
Row of the rare crustacean. No.
Yeah. Don't believe them.
Wash, yeah.
Finally, wash your face. Wash your face a lot. Okay, I've gone on way too long. Move on.
All right, Caitlin, you're up next.
I have the story of a Christmas dust-up, or as I like to call it, a holy throwdown.
Where is this from?
This is from the Chicago Tribune.
Most viewed.
Yes. It's about Greek Orthodox and Armenian apostolic priests who went at each other with brooms as they were cleaning up the Church of the Nativity after the huge number of tourists who visited the church for, obviously, the Christmas holiday. Apparently, they had a fight over who was going to be scrubbing it down, and they went at it. It got so violent that the Palestinian police had to separate the priests and deacons after 4 people emerged from the church injured.
Oh, more priest-on-priest violence.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That's not the Christmas
whatever
spirit.
Whatever happened to don't harm thy neighbor?
No.
Sad.
Well, the Greek Orthodox has their Christmas the first week of January.
In January, so they're cleaning ahead of it as well. So maybe that's what they were fighting about.
The cleanup got in the way of the decorations.
Maybe.
Yeah. Pre-holiday stress for January 6th. Okay, so my most is one of the most blogged items at the New York Times. It's a cool tab. It means that this is a story that's been linked to on the most other websites that people are that interested in. They're writing about it. They're saying, hey, you've got to go read this story. And I heard people actually saying that around town. It was the story that was on the front page of the New York Times about 2 days ago, talking about Hillary Clinton's resume. Does her resume as first lady, her time in office, is that the equivalent of actually having experience in the job? Does access to world leaders equal experience in dealing with them? The article was kind of came down on the side of just because you had coffee with a world leader means you didn't get to see the NSA report about
right.
What kind of arms his country has.
That brunch with Ceausescu doesn't exactly count.
Doesn't cut it.
But,
but go ahead. No,
well,
really.
I was just going to make the point that she has the foundation. She has relationships that these other people don't have.
Well, that was the other side of the article, is that she's had sort of a front row seat to history, but she's not been on stage with history.
And she's also very popular overseas as well.
Yeah.
But it was a devastating article.
But as I said, people are linking to it. So 2 different websites, Caitlin helped me find these, from the Daily Kos, which we would expect would be on her side. It said, this is not a flattering picture of her foreign policy expertise, though the article does note that she did gather some experience while she'd been in the Senate. Having read the article again, not only do they put her time in the White House under the microscope, they then proceed to perform exploratory surgery without any anesthetic. that most patients would get. It is frankly a brutal article. At Captain's Quarters, this says it's all about Hillary's experience by osmosis. Instead of making policy, Hillary served as a sounding board. She knew about emerging threats such as Al-Qaeda, but made no attempt to fashion policy to meet them. And given her lack of clearance of the information necessary to develop the response, she couldn't have done it, even if inclined to do so. So you might want to read this article for yourself, because it's causing quite a brouhaha.
Yeah, absolutely. And Americans would hate to vote for somebody who wasn't qualified for the job. Well, my most comes from the Wall Street Journal, one of the most commented upon articles. It's a review of the new Dell. The Texas-based Dell's new XPS One computer is now being compared to the Apple iMac, and some are saying it's just as good. It looks like a Mac.
Some people who might work for Dell.
No, well, it's actually Mossberger, who's a tough sell at the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, and it's got a 20-inch widescreen display, a similar dual-core processor. It's being called the first Windows all-in-one desktop that matches the iMac in hardware design, and it's got lots of cool features the Mac doesn't have. Built-in slots for camera memory cards, a wireless keyboard and mouse. So we don't know yet who's going to win the Dell Wars, but you can expect to be hearing quite a bit about the XPS One. Actor Ben Curtis, the former Dell dude, has said he would be available to do new commercials, but only under any circumstances.
They're doing their best to get out of Dell hell, as people were calling it. You know, they got such a bad rap
a couple
of years ago. So
this could be the one to turn it around.
Let's see if design does it for Dell. Okay, Caitlin and Rachel, thanks for joining us for The Most. Hey, if you were interested in any of these stories at all, you can check it out or any of their hot little bits at our website, npr.org/BryantPark.